Want to protect your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now, get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I work at Gearhart Law doing the marketing, and I have my own startups.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, everyone, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with startups, small businesses, and discuss the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
So now we are on to our next guest, Kimberly Curie with OUI Beauty, and OUICosmetics.com is her website. And she really has a special product line, so she's going to tell us all about it. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you. This has been so much fun so far. So thank you for having me. My name's Kimberly Curie. I'm a master esthetician, skin educator. I own a spa and soon to be an author. I'm coming out with a book in the next few weeks, which this is the first time I'm saying that publicly. So nice. You heard it here first, babes.
Wow, that's exciting. Yeah. You have to tell us about it.
I will. Yeah. So I launched my product line in 2019, which was a really great year to start your business. Yeah, really great.
You're being sarcastic. Okay.
You don't mean that.
Yeah. So I started my product line. It originally was a cosmetics-based product line where I came out with basically what celebrities were pushing, but I thought were not that great of quality. I redeveloped and came out with what I thought was great quality. I happened to stumble into a space where a friend of mine was like, you should start a spa again. So I opened a spa in the fall of 2019. And when I was establishing that spa, I realized that I could not find a product line for skincare that I loved their, back bar line and also their retail line. So I took that opportunity to really develop a strong product that I believed could work in a spa setting and at home. So I really focused my skincare formulation process on what I saw clients need over the past. I've been an esthetician for 14 years. What I really saw that they need, I noticed that a lot of clients believe that, you know, have sensitive skin, have acne, have problematic skin, when really it's a damaged barrier layer. Your skin is damaged and it's reacting because it's damaged. Your skin is an organ. So if you think about over time, if you've damaged your liver, eventually that crumbles. Your skin is the same exact way. That's why some people age better, some people age worse. So I developed a product line that's really concentrated. It's very clean. It's vegan. All the ingredients are sustainably sourced. It's paraben-free. So it's things that people want in a product, but it's also very effective, and it's effective in rebuilding your barrier layer of your skin. So that's reducing your sensitivities. That's reducing your reactions. People think they have acne when really their skin is just reacting with breakouts to what's happening to it. So I launched this product line, and then I reformulated everything to be fully vegan last year. Everything follows EU compliance. So the European Union bans over 1,600 chemicals for skincare and cosmetics, where the FDA bans less than 50. So it's a very, very clean product. And like I said, very effective. So I've been selling that in my spa for the last 4 years. And I've just reached the point in my own journey of being an entrepreneur to be able to take that nationally. So that's where I'm headed this year.
Wow. That's great. So what is your source of motivation as an entrepreneur? What is it that you're trying to do to play it forward?
Sure. So I believe your triumphs of an entrepreneur and your value as an entrepreneur is only as great as the product that you're giving to your consumer. I don't believe that everybody that calls themselves an entrepreneur is really that valuable to society. So I believed that if I put out a great product, I focused on the product first and the branding second, which in the beauty industry is actually opposite. Everyone comes out with this amazing branding and bottling and packaging, but the product inside of it is crap. So I decided to take a backwards approach. And if I could never see my original packaging again, it would be too soon, you know, but the product inside was so, so good. So I've really taken the approach that I'm only as good as the product that I'm giving out. It's the only product that I use. It's the only product I recommend. And it's because I do believe that it's the best because I formulated it that way.
Nick, do you have any questions or comments?
I'm literally like, I need you in my life. I love all of this. And I didn't even know this about the banned substances. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what you're creating. I just think it's such a like a future-led concept to be able to build a product in this way that we're actually using on our skin every single day.
A lot of people don't realize this, but the top 40 selling skincare brands in the country aren't founded by people that are skincare professionals.
Ooh.
So that would be like going to a trainer that's never worked out before or a chef that's never made a dinner before, right? Mm-hmm. So that's something that I was doing some research. You know, I was deep diving all these brands. Who are their founders? Who made it? Who's the founders? You know, and I was like, I would never trust these people to touch. First off, they can't legally even put lotion on your skin in most states. So how are they creating a product to go out to the masses?
I think that factoid rings true, though, because you really do, if for something as personal as skincare, you really want it to come from somebody that has a passion and a connection to it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's amazing that you found that. Kenya?
Yeah, I wanted to touch on diversity in the beauty space for a second, only because I feel like depending on the brand, some of them have cracked the code on terms of like what works well for different ethnic backgrounds. So I'm curious to see, is that an approach that you're taking from your skincare development?
Absolutely. This actually gives me kind of an emotional response here, but I really, really pride myself in my spa in Pittsburgh that we see all races and we see all ages. And I take that to heart, as that we're doing something so right, because the beauty space has been so unfairly divided for its entire existence. And I take pride that I can help girls with a lot of melanin recover from hyperpigmentation. I can advise them on what not to do to get more hyperpigmentation. You know, I can help an elderly person that's just at a place of despair because they hate the look that they're getting. I can help recommend not only skin, but services to help them get back to feeling better. And I can help young girls stop wasting money on TikTok trends and actually do something that's going to benefit their skin and not break the bank. So I'm so proud of diversity in my clients that use the product, and it works for them as well. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't have to be divided. Our skin, though it looks different, it can respond very, very similarly. So thank you for asking that question.
So Kimberly, I'm probably going to get on a plane to Pittsburgh. but let's say I can't get on the plane as soon as I'd like. Can I buy some of your products and use them myself? Or how would I figure out what to use and how to use it?
Absolutely. So my products can be very well mixed, right? It's not a set like you need this, you need this, you need this. I use a lot of products that have a lot of keywords that people are starting to recognize, but I'm also directly available for all of purchases. Everything comes to me. I am self-funded. I am self-run. I do have some employees, but when you hit my Instagram, it comes to me. If you hit the website, it comes to me. I'm very, very hands-on with it. And if you are at a loss, if you're not sure what you're looking for, you can completely reach out and I'll advise you in the best way.
Okay, well, let's stick around after this show and you can advise me.
So what are your plans for the future? I mean, what do you want to do in 2024 with your brand?
Well, Ulta, if you're listening, so I would love to be in a national retailer. I am in a few conversations with different national retailers. Also looking into small regional retailers. I really want a space. I don't believe in just putting my product in anywhere that I can get in, because I don't see any value in that. I want it to be in a direct sales situation where there's somebody that can advise on the product that I can actually teach as well, because there's so much misinformation in the beauty space. I mean, a 15-year-old can upload a TikTok and it could get 4 million views and they could say, you know, put this slime on your face, and everyone would be like, yeah, I need the slime on my face, right? So I really believe in the education base of the sales approach, because I've also seen it be so successful in my own spa. I've a 52% repurchase rate on my product in the spa, and the national average is less than 35%. So I've seen what it can do with a little bit of education, and that's the space that I'm hoping to get into. And that's my goal this year, is to be able to be in more people's bathrooms.
It's funny you say that about the kids, though, because I saw something on TV where these young girls are using cosmetics and they don't know what they're doing to their skin with them.
I can't be more thrilled that the next generation is more into skin than makeup. I couldn't be more thrilled, right? Mm-hmm. I love this new natural kind of approach and everyone really taking time to heal their skin. I mean, when I was in high school, it was like, here's St. Ives apricot scrub, like go scrub off your face and hope for the best, right? So it's great, but they're following too many trends on TikTok or in social media where they're telling them like, oh, to have the perfect glossy skin, you must use retinol, this, that, and that, not realizing that the age that you're starting to use that is to get the skin that these 12-year-olds already have, right?
You know, we're trying to get back to that.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And because when you're young, your skin cell turnover rate, so your cells on your face and on your body shed over a course of a cycle. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, you want that cycle to be around 30 days. That's healthy. Well, when you're young, that's less than 30 days, right? So as you get older, your skin and your cell turnover rate slows down and it slows down and it slows down. So
Tell me about it.
Right? So creating, you know, a healthy skincare routine where you're adding retinols, which retinol is a chemical exfoliant. It helps keep that cell turnover rate going at a healthy speed. That's making you look more youthful. It's softening the fine lines and harsher lines. But these young kids, they don't need it. But they see people with these glowy skin saying, like, I use this. Well, yeah, but they're using that so they can look like they're under 21 again, right?
Well, what's the trick?
What's the trick?
Yeah, like
so. The trick is a double cleanse every night. You got to be double cleansing your face with a very, very gentle cleanser. If it's foaming on your face when you're putting on, I want you to switch to something that's a little bit more creamy that doesn't have a sud. There's a time and place for suds. Don't get me wrong. But your skincare routine at night, the perfect storm is a double cleanse with a cream cleanser, followed by a chemical exfoliant toner or a vitamin C based toner, followed by whatever your skin is needing. If you're having redness, something to fight redness. So that could be something that's a willow bark based serum. If you're looking for hydration, hyaluronic acid is one of the best ingredients that you could be looking for, because what that does, your skin already has that naturally. So the hyaluronic acid, what it does is it helps naturally protect your skin's moisture without adding oil or something heavy on top. So hyaluronic acid, if you are over 25, definitely a form of retinol. If you're using retinol, you could start at 0.1% or 0.5%. I have 0.5%. If you have a sensitive skin, I look for like an oil-based retinol, not the one that's from like a dermatologist that's like a very, very harsh cream. And then you can use a beauty oil. You could use a thick moisturizer with vitamin C. Those are the things that you should be looking at. Things that have antioxidants, white tea, green tea, grapeseed oil, things like that. Those are really, really good ingredients to see. That's what my products are heavily concentrated with.
Wow, that's good.
Changing gears just a little bit. The name of your product is OUI Beauty.
Over, under, and in.
Over, under, and in. How did you come up with that name?
So originally it was going to be We, because I lost my dad, who was my greatest inspiration to become an entrepreneur, and I went on a little bit of a spiraled girls' trip to Paris, actually. And there we were visiting a friend of mine who works in the perfume industry. And I just had always wanted to start a line since I was 12 years old. Those were the conversations that I was having with my dad in the car about starting a business, starting a product line. I thought I wanted to work for a line. And he said, well, why don't you create your own, right? And I was, you know, teenager, like, Dad, nobody does that, right? So I went to Paris and I saw my friend who's working in this amazing industry. And she's just still one of my biggest inspirations in this life. And I had my yes moment in France. I was like, yes, I'm going to do this. When I get back, I'm going to start. And so we in French is yes. It was my yes moment. And, you know, I decided to create an over, under, and in beauty. And it all kind of just
that's great.
Perfect match.
Can you tell us the name of your book, or is that still under wraps?
No, I'm so excited to talk about this. So this is actually coming from the opposite side of the product side and more into the spa ownership side. It's called The Esthetician Playbook. I've only hired people from my spa straight out of school, and I've learned a lot about teaching them and training them and getting them up to speed on what they need to just be able to walk into a place and touch a client. And so I decided it would be a really great time to kind of just streamline that into a book and have them basically, this is what you do next when you graduate.
Well, I'm definitely talking to you after the show, but for right now, we have to wrap up this segment. So how do people find you?
Sure. So my website is ouibeauty.co or wecosmetics.com. It leads to the same place. And my Instagram is o.u.i.beauty.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Before we go, I'd like to thank the Passage to Profit team, Noah Fleischman, our producer, Alicia Morrissey, our program director. Our podcast can be found tomorrow anywhere you find your podcast. Just look for the Passage to Profit show.
And you can find us on Instagram and Threads at Passage to Profit show and Twitter, or if you're even more up to date, X at Passage to Profit, and on our YouTube channel. Please also join us on our new Facebook group. Search for Passage to Profit show listener community. Community, a new community space for our listeners and guests where you can post questions that you would like answered on the show and interact with the Passage to Profit team.
And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.